Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And there's much to discuss here this evening. Of course, your phone calls, we will take them about anything. But in the news, Mark, you've got a story about an Amish fellow who has been stung by the federal agents.
That's correct.
Now, he was clearly doing something bad, like dealing drugs.
Well, he's dealing contraband, absolutely, and across state lines. He's in the Washington area, and you know how tight the state lines are.
You know that the feds, they're good men. They only get involved when real criminals are out there and really want to crack down. And
Amish guys driving horses and buggies, I guess, dealing raw milk.
Wait, what?
Yeah, raw milk.
Hold on a second. He's not selling his children for sex slaves?
No, no, it's raw milk.
He's not manufacturing methamphetamine and
actually, he's selling raw milk to people so that they can drink it, and that's the problem.
Whoa, we can't have that now.
Yeah, the FDA says that there's really no health benefit to raw milk, so therefore, this doing this stuff across state lines, it's a federal issue.
Well, your federal government knows what's best, of course, so let's see what they have to say.
Absolutely right. That's why they spent a year investigating this guy. Now, I just want you to think about this for a second, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. Here are the federal governments talking about, we got to cut back, and all this other stuff. There's no weight. There's no waste here. No corruption here.
We've sliced it to the bone. Isn't that what some Republican guy said a few years ago?
I think it was DeLay, yeah. The Food and Drug Administration has spent a year including some using aliases and 5 a.m. surprise inspections, surreptitious purchases from a Amish farm in Pennsylvania, and it culminated in the federal government announcing this week it's going to court to stop Rainbow Acres Farm from selling its contraband to willing customers in the Washington area.
I'm sorry, Washington, D.C. or Washington State?
Washington, D.C.
Got it.
The battle's been going on behind the scenes for years, with natural food advocates arguing that raw milk has, as it's known, is healthier than pasteurized milk. We at my house,
you drink it.
We drink raw milk, and my wife prefers it, and I've gotten used to it, and that's the way it is.
I tried it once, and it was okay. I mean, it tasted like milk.
Yeah, it's kind of thicker than milk.
My only concern was that it doesn't stay as long. It doesn't have the preservatives or whatever in it that I don't know if they put preservatives in regular milk.
I don't think that's true.
Pasteurized milk or whatever that regular milk is you buy at the grocery store seems to last longer.
My earliest experience with it is that it lasted about a week. But then what I discovered was it was the milk around the cap
that
was
getting really all funky.
Yeah, it wasn't actually the milk going bad. The milk will keep for about two.
Gotcha.
I don't really think that store-bought milk keeps much longer than that either. You don't have to shake store-bought milk before you drink it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come in glass bottles, so if you drop it, there's not a safety hazard or something like that.
Yeah.
They guarantee the store-bought milk to not have any kind of problems, but the claim that pasteurized or that raw milk could have E. coli and all these other things, salmonella, Listeria and stuff like that. I think that mostly comes from the area of the cow that the milk comes from. And, bad things can happen in the getting of milk, but they've got new equipment, and you can use that new equipment to get raw milk, or you can use the new equipment to get... I mean, remember, all milk is raw milk before it's pasteurized and homogenized.
So I was being a little facetious in the beginning of this story. I knew kind of what was coming here because this isn't the first story about this.
And no, it's happening all over.
Right. It's not just the federal government either that is going after these folks. It's state governments as well that are literally doing sting operations against raw milk farmers, against Amish folks.
Some very good friends of mine have, in fact, a raw milk distribution center in Sarasota, Florida. Mm-hmm. And right now the state of Florida decides to look past. It's against the law to sell milk, raw milk, for the human consumption in the state of Florida. Now, you can sell it for the consumption of pets.
So ostensibly, when you buy raw milk in Florida, you're buying it for your pets.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
But
that's,
I think,
the loophole.
It's pretty clear that most people aren't doing it for that reason, and they're doing it for health reasons of their own volition. That it's their decision, right or wrong. That's their decision, and nobody really needs, as far as I'm concerned, needs to be jumping in the middle. But I can tell you that this could turn on a dime. In Florida, it could... Because in many other states, this is what happens. The government just comes along and picks somebody off, whether it's the feds, in this case, spending a year going after some Amish fella because he's selling to people who want to buy this stuff. Mm-hmm. Look, there are no people being held down against their will by Amish people having raw milk poured down their throats.
This, well, neither the, with the people that sell marijuana or other drugs out there to other, you know, or other products that may be banned. There's no one holding those people down either, and yet the federal government treats drug sellers like criminals. They're essentially treating Amish people now as though they are drug dealers.
Well, you know, the Obama administration had actually said that it was going to take a hands-off approach to violations of the law of, you know, around FDA and stuff like that, medical marijuana. And
so this is a hands-off approach?
Yeah, this is the hands-off approach. A year. I just can't get over it. How many man hours of federal FDA agents and federal law enforcement officers really went into this operation?
I don't know, Mark.
It has to be a multi-million dollar bust.
Has he been? Okay, so he's been arrested.
Yes.
What's the charge? Do we have any idea?
His selling raw milk.
Violating the FDA regulations of some sort.
Yep, something like that. I mean, I can go on and read here, but I did not.
Aspiring to sell raw milk, and it sounds so ludicrous, doesn't it?
Yeah,
doesn't it? But this is the country in which we live. This is the situation under which we are existing.
Yeah, and the government tells you that you're wrong. The Center for Disease Control says disease control and prevention says there's no health benefit from raw milk that cannot be obtained from pasteurized milk. Go back to, put your head back under the pillow as a citizen and be quiet.
Americans, you must buy your milk from the government-approved milk vendors, like the big corporate milk suppliers. And that's really what this is all about, isn't it? Isn't this really about not protecting people from the dangers of raw milk?
I believe,
but to protect the companies who are the major milk manufacturers in this country, who, by the way, receive subsidies from the federal government. The milk that you buy at the grocery store, that's usually a subsidized milk price. You probably would be paying more for milk if it weren't for the federal government taking tax dollars and sending them to these milk distributors. They use that money to lower the price of their product and get it on the shelves. We've talked about these milk subsidies in the past.
Oh, absolutely.
So if they're going around cracking down on Amish men and women and families who are manufacturing and selling raw milk, they're
Amish
doing
milk.
It.
Amish milk. This is the stuff you buy in the grocery store that comes in the plastic container with a handle on it, mm-hmm, is dishonest milk, because it's already the tax money has been stolen from people and given to these milk producers in order to subsidize the production of this milk, and then you go and you buy it in the store. The raw milk has received no subsidies.
Right.
One of them is produced with stolen money. The other one is produced without. So that's the reason that I choose to have raw milk in my house.
Now, it's
my
more
wife
direct, too.
Have,
I mean,
other reasons.
The raw milk is pretty much like a direct-to-home kind of thing. Instead of having these milk manufacturers and milk distributors and milk middlemen and grocery stores, in the case of you and your wife, Mark, you're getting the raw milk through, what, one hand? There's like one pair of hands that goes before the farmer?
Yeah, a friend of ours generally gets it for us. Sometimes we get it for her.
Right.
But, it's just sort of a cooperative situation.
So at most, there's one pair of hands in addition to the hands that actually milk the darn cows, right? Like, that's
we pretty much get it from the hands that milk the cow.
Yeah. I mean, that's fresh.
I've gone there, and I've filled myself from this vat that is full of milk. Hmm. I've filled, 8 or 10 different bottles and taken them to other families' houses and
Mark,
stuff
you're
going like
to need a permit to do that sort of thing.
I apparently, I'm the kind of lawbreaker that this Amish guy is. Mm-hmm. I wonder, here's the question I have for people out there that are listening.
Please.
Do you still say, go ahead, it's in a free, we live in a free country. Do you still say that crap?
Yeah, that's a good point. Does anyone say that?
I mean, there's no evidence that this is the freest country in America. And when I see stuff like this, it makes me think we're going in the opposite direction.
1-800.
It's like China's getting more free and we're getting less.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line if you want to answer that question. Or maybe you think this is a good idea to crack down on Amish people selling raw milk, or anyone selling raw milk. 800-259-9231. Free talk. Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from Fear of Falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you find there completely free. By the way, those features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page. You can click and get whatever ones you want. In fact, go to the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI. They're a company that handles accounts receivable for other businesses. If you got into your business and you, because it's something you love doing, chances are good what you don't love doing is handling the collecting of bills. SACL CAI will do that. They'll do it with respect. They won't treat your customers like they're, you better pay your money or whatever. SACL CAI, they collect with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
So they've gone after yet another Amish family, I guess, or in this case the father or head of the household there in an Amish. Where was this? Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had Amish people in Washington, D.C.
Look, what are you, some kind of Amish bigot? Amish people are everywhere.
I just, they seem to be in certain places more so than others.
That much is true. They do seem to congregate in communities.
Anyway, so this guy was selling some raw milk, and the federal government agents spent a year investigating this. They then swooped in at some point and actually arrested this guy. And I would like to know what charges he is facing. I would also like to know what kind of penalty he's looking at here as well.
Well, this is a violation of the Interstate Commerce Act.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is serious stuff. It's probably huge fines.
Do they get the farmer's name in this story?
No.
Okay. Because that would have been an easier way to figure this stuff out. But either way, we know this is happening. We know this is not an isolated...
Well, the name of the farm, if that's what you want to know.
Yeah, just something to bring up some more information about this.
Okay, it's the Rainbow Acres Farm.
Rainbow Acres Farm. All right, so we'll see if we can get a little bit more information about what exactly this poor guy is facing. Because it's not an uncommon story these days. It wasn't too long ago that we read another story about a couple of Amish girls who had gone to like a Walgreens parking lot to do a deal, to do a raw milk deal.
Now, this is honestly going on at this situation too. There are surreptitious deals, and they have to put together weird contracts. Depends on the state, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so people are buying portions of the shares of the produce of the farm. They don't actually buy the product. They're not purchasing product. They're
buying
shares and have to sign a form that says that they're not trying to bust them or something like that, which doesn't make
sense. There are a lot of, I guess, machinations that they're going through in order to actually try to dodge around these laws, to try to find loopholes that
will
allow
people can get the milk they want.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's just how absurd this is. I'm just curious, are there people out there who look at this, who listen to this story? Because usually when we talk about the war on drugs and how they're busting pot dealers or, whatever drug dealers we're talking about, because this is the same exact situation. There's men and women that are selling a product that people are interested in buying on a consensual basis. It's not that hard to get a drug warrior to come out and say, yeah, crack down, send them to jail. Those drug dealers, they're evil. Is there somebody out there who would also say something like this about the Amish farmer? Is there somebody out there listening within the sound of our voices tonight who's saying to themselves, yeah, you really need to hurt those Amish people. They're making that raw milk and they're putting people in danger and we need to lock him up and throw away the key.
Well, I'm not sure that Menno Yoder here, or whatever the farmer's name is, is going to compare his stuff to drug dealing, but it is a contraband item, so there are some parallels to be had.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Jan, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, Jan. You're on Free Talk Live.
This is the FDA protecting us from the food supply. As you can tell from the past, they've really helped with the E. coli and the salmonella outbreak. So, again, they're going to help us out. You know, I feel safer drinking that raw milk from that farmer than anything on the counter at a store.
You're just a vicious criminal. You're just trying to dodge the laws of this country. Don't you have any respect for the law?
Well, don't you know they're going to cut out bake sales for more organizations because God knows those cookies are probably really loaded with all sorts of germs, don't you know?
You know, I tell you what, whenever I see a bake sale, I don't care whether it's, I could care less if it's from the fundamentalist Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Church. I don't care. I want whatever's on that bake sale table. I will go there and I'll spend $10 whenever I want.
Wait a minute. Why aren't you concerned about permits, Mark?
I'm concerned about home baked goods. That's what I'm concerned about.
Jan, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I think it's utterly ridiculous. We should be allowed to buy what we want, where we want, and how we want, and the government can keep their little fingers out.
Does anybody ever say around you, Jan, Mark had asked this question earlier, have you heard anyone say in recent times, this is a free country?
I wouldn't say it anymore.
I don't think anybody does.
We all know better.
Jan, what would you say to the... I mean, there's got to be some worrywart lady out there that's worried. Hey, you know, there's these health nuts. Sometimes they're hurting their children with this stuff. You know, I mean, there could be anything in this milk. It's not tested. What do you say to that person?
Oh, I tell them to go buy Fruit Loops and all the other things at the stores that got all the other wonderful stuff in it that's checked out by the FDA and tells you eat that stuff.
Right. All the artificial colors and artificial preservatives. That's good stuff for you.
Thanks, Jan.
Help your hyperactive kids.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jackie is listening in Texas. Jackie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm your huckleberry when it comes to, I think the FDA is doing the right thing.
Okay.
Really?
It only takes one bad cow. It only takes one bad batch of milk for that 157 or for listeria or brucellosis or any of the other zoonoses that we have eradicated over the last 50 years because of our FDA to kill people. And that's no sense. If you want to have raw milk, please have raw milk. Go get your own cow. You know,
that's not really practical.
If you have that raw milk in your house, and my child comes over to play with your child and drinks that milk, and I did not mean for her to drink that milk, then I am putting my child at risk by playing with your child.
Well, that much is true.
If you want raw milk, go get a cow.
That much is true. Well, my question is this. I'd be happy to go get a cow, but some people's circumstances don't really lend themselves
to
cow keeping. But... Can't
go to the farmer and get it yourself. Don't make the farmer come to you.
That's illegal.
Well, what difference does it make whether or not I go to the farmer or the farmer comes to me?
They're both illegal.
What I'm saying is that I understand that you're wishing to do this, but you guys are like teenagers. You know, it's like, oh, gosh, my dad has a big car and he won't let me drive it only because I'm 15 and don't have a license yet.
Jackie, back to you. I'm sorry, Jackie, but back to your point about letting your kid come over to Mark's house and drink raw milk. I mean, they go and play with Jack, Mark's son, and you're going to give him some raw milk, Mark. Your kid could also fall off the swing set, too, when he's over at his friend's house. If you want to protect your kids from having anything possibly bad happen to them, just put them inside a big balloon and let them kind of bump around your house. Because otherwise, unless you round off all the corners in life and try to, protect like a mad woman, you're not going to be able to protect your children from encountering dangerous and risky things in life.
I'm saying you have not lived long enough. 50 years ago, people were dropping like flies from all these zoonoses that were out there. And it was only because of the FDA that we are safe today that you can fuss about not having your raw milk.
It's only because of the FDA. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'd like to address that when we return here. It's only because of the FDA that we're safe from bad milk. 1-800-259-9231. Without the feds, we'd all be dropping like flies.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon and Answer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Dial in toll free. It's a live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves, of course, 800-259-9231. That is the point of this program. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. Got live streams there, broadband and dial-up versions of the program. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com. Listen to those around the clock if you'd like. 24/7, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing there. Plus, you'll find out about the 95 great radio stations we have that carry the show throughout the week, as well as our satellite listening options, including XM, our free-to-air satellite channel, our webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to our streams that way. Get all the details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. As a matter of fact, I just got mine this week. I ordered one that said, "Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined." And I'm proudly wearing it on the back of my car. You can get yours at libertystickers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. I want to continue taking your thoughts on the raw milk raids that are going on, the raw milk busts and threats that are being issued by state governments and the federal government around the country. This latest case is out of Pennsylvania, Mark. The farm is actually in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
They were delivering, however, outside of Pennsylvania, delivering milk to Washington, D.C. residents, and one of them...
Surrounding areas.
Yeah, and one of those people they were delivering to was an investigator in the FDA's Baltimore office, apparently, who used aliases to sign up for a Yahoo group for Rainbow Acres customers and began placing orders under assumed names for unpasteurized raw milk.
The orders were delivered to private residences in Maryland, where the investigator would pick them up. By crossing state lines, milk became part of the interstate commerce, violation of interstate commerce laws, thus subject to the FDA's ban on interstate sales of raw milk. And by the way, they came, by the way, at 5 in the morning to this farm for what the
I'm
farmers...
I'm sure the farmer had been working for an hour at that point.
They came back with a warrant to U.S. Marshals and a state trooper.
But this was a year-long investigation, not just the few guys that showed up with guns to arrest the detain or whatever they did to this Amish farmer fella. But the man hours that go into this, the idea that, you know, during this big budget crunch when everybody should be tightening their belt, they're out hassling Amish farmers because, we might get listeria like the last caller suggesting.
So Jan has suggested that, Jackie had suggested that it was only because of the FDA is why we're safe from the evils of raw milk.
Right, and I would posit to that if Neil Armstrong hadn't been the first man to step on the moon, would somebody else have stepped on the moon?
Probably.
Okay, so we can't say that the moon would never have been stepped on if Neil Armstrong hadn't stepped on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they will say that if it wasn't for the FDA, that everybody would be dropping from listeria. I would agree that there needs to be some kind of certification organization out there that certifies, milk to be, for mass consumption. Some people can do like I do, go to the farm and get their milk. And for whatever reason, Jackie didn't seem to have a problem with people going to the farm and getting their milk. It was the farm delivering the milk to you or whatever. But, this is the problem in implementing a tyrannical, and that's what this is. This is tyranny, totalitarian system. When you tell people, you can't have raw milk, it's contraband, some of them are going to do it anyway. They're going to do it. And then what do you do to them?
Put them in jail. That's
apparently,
the government's solution.
That's
now,
all
this,
the government really has.
This guy hasn't been arrested yet, from what I can tell here. I was looking at some more information about the case.
He's probably just going to be fined heavily.
Well, they have sent him a letter that tells him to no longer sell across state lines. And presumably, if he continues to violate those terms, then they may end up charging him with something or attempting to issue a fine.
Or the customers just have to come get the milk from him.
Or attempting to issue a fine, in which case then the customers would be in violation of the federal laws.
I don't think they would.
Laws.
An individual can drive across the state line if that's what they want to do.
Really? Try driving some marijuana across state lines and let me know how that goes.
In that case, so that would be a bigger problem.
It's not really a bigger problem. We're talking about pretty much the same crime here. You're talking about taking a prohibited product.
I understand there's parallels.
Right. You're talking about taking a prohibited product that the government has said, thou shall not have this. And then what the government does to try to stop it, which, of course, as you pointed out, it's not going to stop it. It just drives it underground. It makes it so Amish people have to act like drug dealers by meeting people in a Walmart parking lot to sell them, half a gallon of milk. Surreptitiously, car to car, that kind of thing. You hop in one side of the car, and they show you the milk. You show them the money. You make the transaction, put the milk in a brown paper bag so no one sees you walking out of the car with the raw milk.
Right. Another thing that Jackie pointed out was that people were dropping like flies from, all the salmonella and listeria and all the things that milk produced in the past. But you have to understand, there are states where raw milk consumption and sales are legal.
That's true.
Here in New Hampshire, it's legal, completely legal for my family to do that. I don't have to skulk about like a criminal bodies like Jackie say, you can't do that. You'll kill my kid if they come over to your house.
So you don't
Jackie
have to
doesn't live anywhere near my house.
Great, so you don't have to pretend like you're buying it for your pets here in New Hampshire?
No.
Okay, because some states you said that
in Florida, that's true.
It's only legal to buy it for your pets. You can't buy it for humans. So if you wanted to set up a raw milk stand and sell it on the side of the road,
yes,
you'd be able to do that?
As a matter of fact, a friend of mine has a raw milk stand that they set up on the side of the road, and they can do that.
Wait, so people aren't dying up
right
here?
But see, that's the thing that she's not looking at. Yes, when you look at 50 years ago, there probably were people, the bucket, the pail, sitting underneath the cow, a little bit of poop falls in there or whatever happens. Now, these same operations, the farmer from whom I get my milk sells milk to other places that pasteurize and homogenize. So he's got completely, newfangled equipment. He's got all state-of-the-art equipment.
Yeah.
So his milk isn't getting infected in the same way. Certainly there are chances. Pasteurization, homogenization, these things have some medical benefits. But some people would argue that there are detriments, too, that there are drawbacks. Now, the government will say there's no advantage. But there's live enzymes and things like that people want for themselves.
1-800-259-9231. And just to go a little further, the milk that you drink isn't safe because of the FDA. The milk that you drink or the milk that you buy in the store, the pasteurized stuff, is safe because the marketplace moves towards safety. It's because people desire to buy safe milk and safe meat and safe products from their stores. The reason why your
and
local grocery store
desire to provide that.
They want you to come back. They want you to buy again from them.
Alive.
They want you to tell your friends about their business. So that's the reason why, one of the reasons why you don't have expired milk on the shelf at your local grocery store or expired meat on the shelf.
People won't accept that.
They won't accept it. And the businesses want to provide the freshest product. I mean, that's competition. You've got different grocery stores. Can you imagine if we had the government being the only place where we could buy groceries? Then you'd have problems with expired food and dangerous food because they would have no one with which to compete. They would have nobody to earn their business away from or to compete with to make sure that they got the majority of the market segment or whatever. So it's that competition in the marketplace that encourages safety,
right.
Not the FDA.
It's the brand name. I can tell you that there was a discount grocer when I lived down in Sarasota, Florida, and I was talking to this lady, just having a conversation. She said, "Oh yeah, I shop at that discount grocer, but I won't buy my meat there." So she was, making in her determination. Now, the FDA says all the meat that they sell there is fine, but she chooses not to because, in her mind, the brand isn't safe enough to buy. She can get dry goods there, but she can't get her meat there. She's going to go to one of the other grocery stores that's not so discounty to do such a thing. And that's just the market segment, the piece of your mind, the ideas that you have that grocers are competing for. They want to be the safest and the best
in
town so they can sell the most.
Let's talk to John, listening in Charleston to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, John. John in Charleston. Going once. John.
Hey,
hey John.
Guys.
Go ahead, sir.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I live in a state where the raw milk is considered pet food, and as long as you label it as such, you can sell it. It's kind of only done at farmer's markets.
Yeah.
But you can buy it in Indiana as pet food.
I tell you what, John, it says here you're a police officer. Is that true?
No. It's not true. I'm not a police officer.
Very good, man. If we've got more thoughts, you're welcome to stick with us. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. The live Saturday edition. You can take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. And if you enjoy this program, you enjoy the website, you like the fact that we give you the site for free, unlike those other talk show hosts, well, you can support the show by going and shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find some Amazon links there, one for the United States, another for the UK and Canada, Germany as well. You click into the appropriate one for your country and get your shopping done. Buy whatever it is you're looking for, and there are dozens of categories. Get great deals. It's Amazon. You know, they've got awesome prices and a huge selection. It's just that you're entering through our link. It's kind of like you're going through our portal to get to their site, and then it'll be your usual Amazon shopping experience. It's just that when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase. So whatever it is you end up deciding to buy, Free Talk Live is getting a chunk of Amazon's profits. It's that simple. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com unless you're looking for prescription medication.
Yeah, you're not going to get those at Amazon, but you can get them at meds.freetalklive.com, and you can get them at significantly less cost than you'd get them at, say, the local pharmacy. And, as a matter of fact, the significant up to 70% off, they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Discount Prescription Services. They get them from pharmacies all around the world. They're third-party tested to verify that they are authentic medications. What you order is what you'll get. Whether it's Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Abilify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia, it's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's go back to your phone calls. We're talking about the raw milk situation where the feds and state governments in some states are cracking down on Amish people and other folks that would dare to sell this product without the government's say-so, without the government's permission. This is essentially contraband raw milk. Maybe you didn't know this was happening. Well, now you do. 800-259-9231. And especially if you're somebody who thinks that the government should be arresting Amish farmers for selling raw milk, I would love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. John is back with us, listening in Charleston, South Carolina. Now, John, you're saying that there in South Carolina, it's one of those states where it's legal to sell raw milk, but only if it's labeled for pet use only. Only for, you know, if the intention is to be giving this to your pets instead of your human your human friends or family.
I think you got it, John, mixed up. I'm the police officer.
Oh, okay. Perhaps we lost the other John. I don't know what it is. If the other John is on, I would like to get to this. There are like three Johns on hold. So if we could put John, the police officer, back on hold and bring John in South Carolina back on, if he's there. Do we have John in South Carolina? I think he might have dropped off the line. I wanted to make sure he had enough time to get his thoughts out. But, okay, well, let's just take the other John then. John in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. John, the police officer, is this you? No, now the other John is on now. I don't know what's going on here. I apologize.
Somebody identify themselves.
The poor communication.
Hey,
hello?
This is John, the police officer in Charleston.
Oh, John, the police officer in Charleston. So we must have had the Indy guy. Anyway, here you are. So your thoughts tonight.
Actually, I think it's stupid today we be doing this stuff. I'm your, former law elite police officer. I used to be a member of that. But I just think it's stupid. Your problem is you're having nowadays is people going into the government, you know, the FDA, things like that, and they don't think for themselves. They have people tell them to do stuff, and they do it without thinking. They kind of drilled out of a lot of people's heads that people have discretion.
Well, now, what would happen if this, I guess they had one sort of lead agent gal who, got these people to sell to her and things like that, and then after that they went in with some other cops. But what happened if she said, I'm not interested? Somebody else would just do it, right?
Yeah, they would, but, I mean, at least she's standing up for, principle. And eventually, you're going to have enough people who will, or you're going to have no one who will. I mean, who does? Who thinks for themselves? And you're just going to have a big drone cult. Well, I mean, I see it an awful lot. You know, a lot of guys who are book smart, can do tests well, but when it comes to common sense, not there very much. And they don't have a very good understanding of the fact that hey, this is not legal for us to be doing, or this is a little overboard.
Well, whether it's legal or not, the question is whether it's right or wrong. John, the question is whether it's right or wrong, not whether it's legal or illegal. And the people that base their morality on what is the law are so lost because there have been so many horrible laws and there still are so many horrible laws that are enforced upon peaceful people that are clearly wrong. Of course, the war on drugs being one of those things, as you understand. So as a police officer, if they came to you and said, John, we need you as part of a team. We're going to be doing a raid on an Amish farm here tomorrow morning. They've got some raw milk they've been selling. What would you say to that?
Has to be stepped out of it.
Really?
That's against me.
Would you not be afraid of some sort of retaliation by the department heads?
The worst they can do is not promote me or not move me around. I mean,
For some officers, that's enough. Like, for some officers, the fear of not being promoted is enough for them to just keep their mouths shut and do whatever it is they're told. I'm really proud to hear that you would say that you wouldn't do something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you brought it up on one of my calls a long time ago. What if they come back? I don't believe, that we should be enforcing marijuana. Some of the other ones, the harder ones, I think there'll be more guidelines, the crack, things like that, to have pharmaceutical, derivatives that sit here and you have to use to concoct these things, but the marijuana I don't think should be enforced. But you'd ask me, would I enforce the Second Amendment? There's no way. I mean, there's no way I would go in and take someone's guns.
Good on you for having a conscience and not being afraid to use it. I know a lot of police who, they may think like you do. They may think that marijuana should be legal, and they may think that it's silly to bust people for raw milk, but they'll just continue on doing what they're told because they're deathly afraid of consequences from within the department.
I don't do it myself, well, granted, because of my job, but I don't do it myself because I'm one of those people, you don't take in things into your lungs that's only for, for air, but... that's just my own personal philosophy, but I'm not going to force it on other people.
You're the man, dude. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I wish more officers of the law had the kind of courage that it takes to say no to following bad orders.
There is always going to be some kind of health risk to taking combusted plant material, whether it's tobacco or marijuana or banana leaves, into your lungs. So, you know, I understand where he's coming from.
Let's try this, the original John, one more time here. I think original John was in Indianapolis. That last John was in South Carolina. I could be wrong. Hey, let's put another John on.
You're good, guys. You got this one right. All right.
So, now, John, where are you?
I am in the Indianapolis area, the pet food raw milk state.
So, okay, so, right. So, go ahead with your thoughts.
In Indiana, you can sell the raw milk as pet food, and there's typically not a big deal made about it. It's mostly found, you know, if you want to find it, farmers markets, things like that. And that's about the extent of where you're going to find that.
Yep.
One of my points is, one of your callers made mention of the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA is full of former drug company executives who are trying to further the needs of drug companies, and the studies are being done for drugs. A lot of them are crap, and your caller needs to understand that just because a drug appears in the market doesn't mean it was tested properly, doesn't mean it's safe. Just means the FDA approved it. And there's so many drugs that are being recalled by the FDA a few years after they're released in the market, it makes you really wonder just how good are the testing procedures they're using. And you see this happen over and over. And you can't say the FDA is doing a great job because they're not. And it's the USDA that regulates part of the food crop. The FDA regulates another part of it. I remember watching a documentary, I think it was Food Inc.
Yeah.
And the chicken farmer who's processing his chickens under the sky, the health department came in and tried to shut him down, say, well, you're gonna have too much contamination here. Well, his contamination levels were lower than the contamination level they were finding in industrialized chicken plants.
Right. Yeah. I mean, try to imagine here for a second. You know, some guy who's hanging chickens from a tree, and that's what this fellow was doing. I saw the same thing. You know, as if he's going to have the problems that a place that's running tens of thousands of chickens a week through it. I mean, there's it's dead chickens. And dead fecal matter from chickens. I mean, there's all these problems.
And what the caller doesn't understand is the Food Safety Modernization Act exempted three industries from the act. The three industries are beef, poultry, and eggs.
Nice.
And that, I mean, you really got to understand the legislation that's going through to see if it's going to have any impact. And it's a nice feel-good legislation for people like your former caller.
Yeah.
Makes them feel good. But the effectiveness is not going to be there.
You nailed it. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But that's what people want. They just want to be told that everything's okay.
They want a little sticker put on whatever the product is that says that it's been inspected by the, you know, the government.
Right, because the government's out to keep you safe. I mean, clearly, that's why they're bombing innocent people around the world, because all they're concerned about is your safety. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, you know, because bombing innocent people is really going to help keep you safe. More coming up. You can take control. Hour 2's next.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.